adult condor 8, the matriarch of a California condor program, was killed earlier this year. Yesterday, the hunter who shot her was sentenced to 5 years probation and ordered to pay a $20,000 fine. Field biologists working with the condor recovery program were especially fond of AC-8. She was believed to be close to 40 years old and one of the last condors hatched in the wild. When the last free-flying condors were captured in 1987 and taken to California zoos for the breeding program, no condor had ever laid an egg in a zoo, and no one knew whether condors raised in captivity could take care of themselves in the wild. As it turned out, the condors laid a lot of eggs in captivity. Dozens are back in the wild, and now they are reaching breeding age. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Elaine Leslie, a wildlife biologist at the Grand Canyon National Park, has been staring at a black speck in the middle of a distant wall of rock for about 3 months now. Even with her telescope, she can't see into this cave, but she has seen a pair of breeding-age condors taking turns guarding the entrance.
We believe that we have a viable chick in a cave high up in the red wall above the canyon, and that the chick is approximately 15 weeks old.
Zoo-bred condors were released into the Grand Canyon in the 1990s. In 2001 and 2002, they laid eggs that never hatched. Leslie says it's different this year.
We're cautiously optimistic.
You're dying, aren't you?
We are. We're on the edge of our seats, and we all are just counting down the days to get to mid-September and the 1st of October, which is when we think this bird will actually fledge.
Condor biologists in California are also counting the days. According to Mike Stockton of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, they've found a second condor chick in a big cave in the Hopper Mountain Refuge in South Central California. This bird has shown itself repeatedly to biologists. Stockton says it looks fat and happy.
The parents are doing a wonderful job. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. That chick is getting fed regularly. It's getting watched and taken care of. I mean, they scare off predators.
And when Stockton says predators, he doesn't mean squirrels. Recently, the birds drove a hungry black bear away from the entrance to the nest cave. They also double-teamed an eagle. These giant vultures aren't normally aggressive.
But condors can be pretty vicious if they want to be, and they're also huge. And you get a couple of them after you, and even eagles are not going to deal with that.
Stockton built a low electric fence near the entrance to the condor nest cave, just in case the bear comes back. He also planted the carcasses of stillborn calves in places where the grown-up birds can find them, rip them to pieces, and take chunks back to the chick. Through his sighting scope, Stockton checks the floor of the cave for bottle caps and other things a young bird might just choke on. But mostly, he just stands back and watches.
They're doing it on their own. I mean, we try to be their parents when they're young, but there's only so much we can do. We're not condors. They have a lot of strikes against them out there. It's a tough world, a lot of human encroachment, loss of habitat, and all the things that go with that. And they're doing it, and they don't have anybody to teach them. They're doing it on their own.
The condor's problems won't be close to over if and when these natural-born fledglings take wing. Many of the birds have not yet learned how to protect themselves from coyotes, for instance. Many more have died after eating carcasses shot full of lead pellets by hunters. But if Elaine Leslie of the U.S. Park Service sees a fledgling condor walk out of that distant cave in the Grand Canyon and spread its wings, she's going to revel in the moment.
It's an amazing thing to see a condor fly off of a perch, a rock perched high above the river corridor, and soar off, and in a matter of a minute, they're on the North Rim. It's just truly an amazing sight. And visitors from around the world who get to witness this, they're just like us. I mean, the biologists, we still get goosebumps when we see it.
At one point in the 1980s, there were only 22 California condors left on Earth. Today, thanks to captive breeding programs, there are 223. Roughly 80 of those condors are now flying in the wild. In the fall, that might be roughly 82. John Nielsen, NPR News.